And so that takes us to the end of his preface. And now we want to move to the introduction to the book. Yeah. All right, so let's spend just a few minutes here on his introduction so that we can get a feel for where he's headed here. And then we'll jump into next time, jump into chapter one. So he begins the introduction by kind of a story. He says, in February 1973, Jesus Christ redeemed me in a darkly lit pub in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He says, I was in the final months of my senior year at Western Michigan University. Go Broncos, right? He says, my athletic career had faltered a few years before, and I performed just well enough to keep a scholarship. So that's where he was when the Lord met him. He was in this, you know, kind of pub, and he was talking to one of his friends, right?
Right, so he says his friend Bill drove him to the meet. He did his athletic thing and then spent the next few hours just randomly going around Ann Arbor in a pub where he ended up hearing the gospel. The story that he tells is one of, you wouldn't believe it if it didn't actually happen. My life changed in an instant, he says, as he headed back to the house where he was living with a drug dealer, a vagrant that looked like Charles Manson, and a few other disreputable occupants.
Wow.
So he says, as expected, his Christian faith became an issue because he lacked the ability to offer a coherent defense.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He doesn't know what to do now.
Right. And so what he does here is he graduated from college a few months later. And then within a year, he was a student at Reformed Theological Seminary in Jackson, Mississippi.
A little bit what we saw with Mitch Stokes' story.
Exactly. Yeah. So he just jumps into seminary because he wants answers, right? And he says, you know, he was taking courses in Greek and Hebrew and systematic theology and church history and hermeneutics and apologetics and all these types of things. You know, in seminary. And it was at Reformed Theological Seminary that he met Greg Bahnsen, right? Bahnsen was an associate professor of apologetics and ethics, and Bahnsen at the time was working on his PhD.
Right. So over time, they worked together on some conferences, publishing projects, and his book, Always Ready, Bahnsen's book, Always Ready, includes articles that he wrote for the American Visions Biblical Worldview magazine. Mm-hmm. For 3 years, Greg spoke at American Visions week-long preparation conferences in the 90s.
Right. And so now, you know, he says, we come to Against All Opposition, the book that we have here. He says, not long ago, he started listening to talks that Greg gave at the American Visions conference, the Second Life Preparation Conference. He says he was struck with how fundamentally basic and impacting the material was. Many books dealing with biblical apologetics, he suggests, assumes too much, you know, from the reader, right? Greg was kind of basic, right, and understandable. He says most Christians don't have the time or inclination to study the topic in depth, right? And so
To make biblical apologetics accessible to more Christians, especially young people, American Vision decided to transcribe and edit the lectures and publish them in a way that would benefit a growing interest in biblical apologetics from a presuppositional perspective. Even, again, the term presuppositionalism, you know, if you haven't taken a philosophy class or kind of dealt with it, you might kind of grit your teeth and go, oh, presuppositions. Assumptions before you make the your actual assumptions of what you're talking about. So that's what this book intends to do. American Vision's long-term goal is to continue and enhance the legacy of the work of Greg Bahnsen to the glory of God and the advancement of his kingdom. And Tony and I were looking at just Bahnsen's plethora of
lectures
and talks and everything that's available on Sermon Audio. And I mean, just pulling out books from his topics on his lectures are still there. So, you know, I've listened to other presuppositional people say, oh, I've got most of my training in presuppositionalism, not from school or from taking classes, but it's from going through Bahnsen's library and just listening and thinking it over and reading different articles about something that hit or didn't hit. And so I think that's a pretty impressive legacy for somebody who we would say, oh, he died in the prime of his life. He was, you know, the Michael Jordan right before, you know, the first championship. And, you know, he may have gotten a ring, but, you know, I'm sure seven would happen after that. But you know, we just never know. And the fact that he's still so impactful with the audio quality that we do have, is interesting and has spawned out from there of still greater interest. It didn't die with Bahnsen. It didn't die with Van Til, and people are interacting with his stuff and making more out of it. It's exactly what the church should be doing of building these legacies from people in the church.
Yeah. And so he says that the American Vision's long-term goal is to continue and enhance the legacy of Dr. Greg Bahnsen to the glory of God and advancement of his kingdom. And he ends his introduction here by quoting Bahnsen in his presuppositional apologetics, stated and defended. Bahnsen says, "We must not be satisfied to present Christianity as the most reasonable position to hold among the competing options available. Rather, the Christian faith is the only reasonable outlook available to men." And so that's kind of the position, the stance that he takes, right?
Right.
It's the only one that works,
yeah,
right?
It's not the close approximation. We'll eventually get there. No, this is the only one.
Yeah.
And so that, dear Christian, is your job as well, is to always be prepared to give a response that entails only one answer that incorporates all of everything that has ever existed, will exist, or has happened. And so things like, what about evil, is in there. And so explicitly stated in presuppositional form or critique, but Christensen's book is very presuppositional because it does what? It doesn't start with man and reasons up, but it starts with the idea of God exists, what's in the Bible is true, and what do we see from there? And so do we have an explanation for why there is evil? You can be the person that says, oh, why did this bad thing happen, and slap God in the face. This is evil. How dare you? But you're only able to do that because you have an idea of what evil is, and you're sitting on your creator's lap and slapping and trying to slap him in the face.
Yeah. Wow.
That's good luck.
Yeah.
As you join us in Against All Opposition, Defending the Christian Worldview by Greg Bahnsen, and with very special thanks to Gary DeMar and American Vision for putting this out, and for all those people that release their copyrights so that we can have Bahnsen's words with us. Again, there are three books in this series so far: Against All Opposition, and then Impossibility of the Contrary, and Pushing the Antithesis. Pushing the Antithesis was out before, but they've republished it and included it into this pack. Not sure if we're going to do these three, but looking at just the topics for the other two, because I've already read Against All Opposition and put all my little sticky notes and chapter breakdowns in here of notes of the major points. It's not outside the possibility, but the coverage that is entailed in all the other ones. If you have these three books, you've got a good, very good grasp of presuppositionalism, how to respond, and what about when they answer back? And so all of those kind of topics are included in those three books. So we're just covering the first one, Against All Oppositions. You can get it in the link below that's provided at American Vision. And hopefully you'll join us next time as we dig into chapter one of Greg Bahnsen's lecture book series.
See you next time.